Hello and welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by the Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, search consultant Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of the Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary organizations acquire top talent while helping professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about what employers want when they're looking to fill their open positions with candidates. We'll also be talking about what they don't want. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you for joining us.
Hello, Sharita. I'm glad to be here today.
Well, Stacy, we've discussed what employers are looking for in new employees before, but we've primarily discussed their experience and skills, you know, including the hard skills and the soft skills. So how will today's discussion be different than what we've talked about previously?
Well, what we'll be addressing today has less to do with experience and skills and has more to do with mindset and how candidates approach their work. This has become an important factor to employers during the last several years, and since I work with many organizations within the animal health industry and veterinary profession, employers have shared their preferred criteria with me.
Okay, and what does that criteria include?
The first criteria is flexibility or adaptability. Organizations want to hire employees who are able to be flexible in a number of different ways. This includes the ability to work by themselves or to work with the confines of a group. It includes the ability to take on additional assignments at a moment's notice and meet multiple deadlines, even if the parameters of the project change unexpectedly. This actually speaks to something that we discussed in our podcast about the face-to-face interview.
And what was that?
During that interview, or during the interview, the onus is on the candidate to highlight the value they could bring to the organization. The hiring manager is interested in that value because, in essence, that value is going to solve some problems that the company has. After all, the entire reason the company is hiring in the first place is because it has a problem to solve. If it didn't have some sort of a problem, then there would not be a need to hire anyone. So if an employer hires you, they're expecting that you will be able to solve their problem or problems with the value that you bring to the organization. Now, as we all know, problems can come out of nowhere, and they can take many forms, and they can sometimes be complicated. And sometimes you have to be able to think on your feet in order to solve them. In order to do that, you have to be flexible and adaptable, especially when it comes to the way that you think.
So the bottom line is, when it comes to flexibility and adaptability in solving problems, you know, is that what we're talking about, more than one type of problem here?
Well, that's right. First, you have the problem or problems that the company hired you to help solve in the first place. And then you have the unexpected problems that happen all the time within any workplace environment. Employers want to hire people who can solve both kinds of problems, and ideally, they want to hire people who can solve both kinds of problems at the same time.
I see. That seems, though, like a pretty tall task.
It might, but you have to remember that everything comes down to value. Employers want value, and they want to hire that value. The more value you have as a candidate, then the more attractive you will be to potential new employers. And keep in mind that that value can and does take many different forms. As we mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, and as we've discussed before during other podcasts, skills and experience are both counted in the category of value. Employers consider the right skills and the right experience to be valuable.
So what you're saying is that an employer views how a candidate or employee approaches their work as another kind of value.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. So if you're a job seeker within the animal health industry or veterinary profession, you should be thinking about how much of this type of value you can provide to a potential employer. I can say without a doubt that companies are putting a premium on this value. And that's because they're asking me to find candidates for them who can provide this value to them.
Okay, so what else are animal health and veterinary employers looking for?
Employers are looking for candidates who can work in a fast-paced work environment.
And can you explain, you know, what that means exactly? You know, I mean, that doesn't seem surprising. Haven't companies always wanted candidates, you know, who can do that?
Well, more or less they have. However, it involves a slightly different dynamic than it has in the past. Basically, it's the difference between what was considered fast-paced or what is considered fast-paced now and what was considered fast-paced 20 or even 10 years ago. Hiring managers mean multiple things when they say fast-paced. First, they are referring to the quantity of the work that's being done. Productivity is defined by many things, and one of those things is volume. An organization wants its employees to complete as much work as they possibly can, so it makes sense that the faster an employee can work, the more work that employee can get done.
But won't going faster, you know, lead to more mistakes?
Well, sometimes it can. However, that leads us to another category of value. Animal health and veterinary organizations are looking for individuals who can complete a large volume of work quickly without making a lot of mistakes. Sure, some mistakes are going to be made, and that's because everyone is human and none of us are perfect, but the professional who can work quickly with a large amount of volume and only makes a minimal amount of mistakes in the process is considered extremely valuable by employers. Second, hiring managers are referring to how quickly candidates can adapt when they say fast-paced. In other words, while it's good on one level for a candidate to be considered flexible and adaptable, what employers really want are candidates that they can hire who are able to adapt quickly, almost without hesitation. Organizations want to hire employees who can make decisions and who can make decisions in a decisive fashion and who can make them quickly.
And this is all within the context of solving problems for the employer.
That's absolutely right. As an animal health or veterinary employee, you should be able to complete a large volume of work, adapt quickly to changing circumstances, and make decisions that will solve your employer's problems as they arise. And that is what organizations are looking for today when filling their open positions.
Okay, is there anything else that they're looking for?
Well, believe it or not, the term old school no longer carries a positive connotation.
Really? Can you elaborate on that?
Several years ago, the term old school may have had a positive connotation. That meant when somebody called you old school, it was a compliment of sorts. It almost meant that you were from a tougher era where things weren't handed to you and you had a more resilient mindset. However, within the employment marketplace these days, including within the animal health industry and veterinary profession, you don't necessarily want to be called old school or anything resembling old school. And the reason I know this is because I speak with hiring managers on a daily basis, including after they interview candidates. And recently I had a hiring manager say this to me after an interview. We know him and he does business the old school way, and they did not mean that as a compliment. The hiring manager went on to say that they did not expect the candidate would be flexible in his thinking or be able to conduct business effectively within the modern workplace.
Stacy, why do you think that this has become the case?
Because one of the things that employers crave the most is innovation. They're looking for employees who can see things differently and attack problems differently. These days, innovation and old school do not necessarily go hand in hand. If a hiring manager thinks that you are old school, then they're probably not going to think that you are innovative as well. And being an innovative employee is one of the best ways to increase your value to an organization.
Okay, so what else should job seekers know about what employers want and what they don't want?
Well, the common thread that runs through all of this is that a recruiter knows what employers want and what they don't. And that's the main reason we've been able to discuss this today, and that's just some of what they know.
And then what else do recruiters know?
If a recruiter is working within an organization to help fill their animal health jobs and veterinary jobs, and they've been working with that organization for a while, they know quite a few things. They know the hiring manager. They know what the hiring manager likes and does not like in a candidate. And they know how the hiring manager likes to conduct business during the hiring process. The recruiter also knows what types of candidates the organization typically hires, how often the organization hires, and its turnover rate. In addition, they know the type of company culture that the organization has and the opportunities that exist within the company. The recruiter might even know how the organization stacks up against other companies within the industry.
Wow, that is a lot of information. And this is all information that a job seeker can have access to if they align themselves with an animal health recruiter or a veterinary recruiter?
That's right. Knowing what employers want and what they don't want is just one small piece of a recruiter's knowledge and expertise in the marketplace. And they are willing to share that knowledge with job seekers and candidates who want the chance to grow their careers. They just have to be open to considering new opportunities when those opportunities are presented to them.
I see. Well, as always, Stacy, thank you so much for sharing all of this great information today.
Thank you, Sharita. I look forward to our next podcast.